Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
The kingdom of God is not a kingdom of mere words. The kingdom of God is not a kingdom of mere words. As soon as we subject the kingdom of God to the kingdom of mere words, we have lost everything. Paul said, I have not come to you with enticing words of men's wisdom. In other words, men's wisdom can be enticing, but it lacks the ability to deliver. He said, but I have come to you in demonstration of power. Oh God, is somebody getting what I'm saying this morning? The believer is supposed to be a power demonstrator. Refuse to stay at a particular level. At the level where you are, you make up your mind and say, I will not remain here for life. The path of the just is a burning light. It's not only on financial matters, but at power levels. What you used to be when you got born again, if that's what you are after 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, it is an insult to the possibilities that exist within the realm of God's kingdom. It's an insult. And that's why you must wake up and tell yourself, no more. Enough is enough. There comes a time where you wake up and say, I can't tolerate this any longer. It takes power to be in control. It's power to be in control. That's why when people touch power, to leave it is hard. To leave it, when they touch, to leave it is, it might not be convenient, but they don't want to leave, because if they leave, someone else comes and it looks like what you used to enjoy, you are no longer enjoying it. And that's the reason why some people find it difficult to leave. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? So where I read for us, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20, powerful, I want you to see it and hold it and believe it with all your heart. 1 Corinthians 4:20 this morning, put it on the screen please. 1 Corinthians 4:20, so that everybody can see it. For the kingdom of God is not in words, but in what? Power. The kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. The way to superior power usually looks a little bit difficult. That's why many people are not willing to press. But why has God said he has given us power? Why are we not seeing it? I can explain. So that nobody sits somewhere and say, no. Something must be wrong. Maybe the Bible. No. You have not engaged. That is one scripture. There are many more to compare, to know what are the things that I must put together to ensure that the power station is actively functioning. There are things to put together. There are things. Many believers are not willing. That's why you see somebody that he goes to church, but also will consult something else. The person is talking about God and church, but when it is time to get married, they say there is one person that has to see something for us. And they will start looking for. And you are born again. What happened to the spirit of discernment? That's a power within the kingdom of God that can help you discern with false spirit and a true spirit. That can help you tell. That's why when I was going to get married, I didn't need to tell anybody. I knew that the power to know exists in my economy. So I went to search. 3 days, the first prayer, rushka papaya, penete. I stayed in the camp alone. I prayed and I came out. I'm not in a hurry. I will get what I want. If you are going far, you will press until you get what you want. I went back again and I placed a demand. And I said, I need to. People place their hand upon ojo boards and water and they see. God, I have to see. He said, you know, God doesn't show everybody. If you want it, he will show you. You have not pressed hard enough. God, why? There are different ways he can show you. You want to see it? Confirmation? Test? Not somebody. I just told you when people can say, I have peace. I said, I don't know the peace you have. If somebody has a very beautiful shape, you can have peace. What's wrong with you? Somebody has some resources, you can have peace. If somebody has eloquent speech, you can have peace. What peace do you have? My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. So sometimes you're already buying the peace of the world because you don't know how to press into the dimensions of God's peace and know where his rest is. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? Every believer is called to be a carrier of divine power, demonstrating God's supernatural ability in all areas of life. And this is a clarion call to everyone. I want to charge you. Don't settle. I want to charge you. Don't settle. You just saw a pattern in your family life. You just saw it. Then you are next in line. Then you follow the pattern. Why? How? Open your eyes and follow. Never. Never. Somebody must burn the bridge and redirect the destinies of men. I see everybody has been going here now, but now I am the bridge builder. The Bible says, for some amongst you shall be called the repairers of the bridge. Make up your mind that the bridge broken in your family, there is a bridge that has been directing the destiny of people to a particular source, to a particular altar, to a particular pattern. So everybody has to repeat it. When you get there, break the bridge and construct to the direction that God has ordained. And tell every other person coming behind, this is the way, walk in it. Is there anybody getting what I'm saying here? You have to make up your mind. You have to make up your mind. If you want to break out of the jangling discord and satanic chains, you have to be in power. Satan doesn't respect your cosmetics, your Mary Kay, your Dolce Gabbana, your Gucci. Satan doesn't know all those kind of things. He doesn't respond to fine English. He responds to power. You know, they don't know those things. They're talking about, they don't know. They don't know. They can rubbish the person immediately. When you come with power, when you come with power and they look at you from a distance, like the demons when they saw Jesus, guess what? They didn't run away. You know what they did? They ran to him to negotiate and say, have you come to destroy us? In other words, they know that he has the ability to destroy them. But when believers see power, they start running, and demons will be running after them. They'll be running and see that. What rubbish is that? Stop that nonsense. Stop that devil. And tell the devil, I've drawn the line. There is a bloodline drawn over my life. You cross, you go down. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? Jesus did not establish a weak family. He did not establish a weak faith. He didn't establish a church that is supposed to be powerless. And that's why even after they had been with Jesus Christ for the years that they spent, the Bible says he sent them out 72 people. And he said, take power, go. When they came back, they said the demons were subject to us in your name. Kai. What a level. In other words, he shared from his power station, all of them. And he said, take from my power station now. Move out. And while they were operating within the ambit of Jesus Christ's power station, he said demons were subject. As soon as they said it, joy filled the heart of Jesus. His eyes opened and he saw Satan. He said, I see Satan fall from heaven as lightning. Every time the power of God is glorified, Satan falls down. Satan is only exalted in the mind and the heart of those who are not operating in power. Does anybody get what I'm saying here now? That was the testimony of the men when they came back. So when he was about to go back, he was discussing with them one day. And he said, guys, you see, I will leave now. It is expedient that I must do what? Go. Because my going is for your good. If I go, I will send you another comforter. This one is called comforter of the same kind. Alos Paracletus. The way I operate is the way he operates. Just as his operation now will be inside you. Is heavy. The power generator came upon you. Now the power generator will be inside you. You determine when to put on. You determine when to put off. Old Testament saints, it's only when the power comes upon them they can function. New Testament saints, I decide when to function. I don't wait for any power to come upon me. If I want the power upon, I steer it. It is within my power to steer the power at any point. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So Jesus told them, he said, go to the upper room and tarry. What did he say? Until you be endued with power from on high. What were they operating before? He said, you were sharing. We were doing Bluetooth connection. You are doing Wi-Fi. I want you to create a power station. When I leave, the distance will be much. So this Wi-Fi, I'm not going to be servicing you guys with it again. Guess what? I want every one of you to be a power station. Then everybody who needs Wi-Fi connection in your family, feed them. The day they know that their bandwidth is not enough, they will call for their own power source. Because there comes a time where everybody should have their power source. The design is that everybody, every believer will be a power source. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Are you sure you understand what I'm saying this morning? So Jesus is not even going to come for a powerless church either. That is why as we climax the end of age, one of the things that God will do to demonstrate his power consistently and continuously is to feed the church with revelation, to feed the church with insight, and feed the church with power. Then look for hearts that are willing, men who are broken, men who are hungry, men who are desperate. Then he begins to fill every hungry soul and endue them with power from on high. Two sisters woke up one day. Three of them sisters, they from the same family, the same marital crisis. They will do everything they will do to a traditional marriage. They will come and bring drink to their house, and they have brought drink up to 8 times. Marriage could not hold. This one's own brought drink, it didn't work. This one's own brought drink. So at the point when they say they are bringing, their parents will just say anything you like. They will just wear their clothes casually and sit in the parlor and say, let's see. And those ones will come talk. After they have left, whatever devils and demon sponsored from their foundation, we have negotiations with those men, and those men will not come back again. Then one of them saw light and said, no, enough is enough. I am the beginning of a new order. I will bring everybody out. And called the sisters and told them, we're going to start engaging prayer. I sense something is wrong. At least we should not be foolish to know that every one of us have tasted traditional wedding. Introduction. One has even done traditional wedding. They cooked, prepared. The day they did everything, the man did not show up. I would never have believed it if not that I know a guy by myself here. Oh, Jesus. May people not be manipulated. I know this guy very well by myself. He woke up one morning. He was a mechanic for my car. He bought one car for me at the point. This guy woke up and was going to travel to do his traditional wedding. He has sent all the monies to the east. He has done everything. After he had done what he was going to do, you know, he was supposed to do, then he prepared himself. They started cooking. They called him from 4 a.m. that we are preparing already. He said, no problem. We are coming. Guy, what are you doing in Lagos by this time? You should have been on your way closer. He's going to Benin to carry his family. Then he started calling his family from Lagos. Then they started giving excuses. They say somebody say the thing not go for you today. Oh, they say waiting. Where were you before? What's wrong with all these people? Why are you people okay? Why didn't you consult all your whatever before now? Then in the day of adversity, may your strength not be small. Fear started entering the young man. And he was questioned. He said, why? They say, I think this can happen. No, that one can happen. No. Then he traveled and moved down to Benin. When he got there, he said, let us go. They were seeing my. He left them and he was trying to travel. When he got to Abba, the devils and the demons, do you know that after all the things and the money, they shared the food to village people? The wedding did not hold. I said, the last time I saw him some 2 years ago, the wedding had no hell. Nobody. They made him waste all his money and he will start afresh again. But men of power will make up their mind. I am sure that no matter how bad, if the guy created a spiritual atmosphere and summoned his uncles with the boldness with which we speak, they will say, you know, saying a pastor. He might not be a pastor. But you know, when people talk with power, they say it's pastor. No, power is not for pastors. Power is for believers. Behold, I give unto you power. Everybody. Nobody is not the, it's not the prerogative of one person. Say, I'm the only one that. No. Everybody. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. I have seen nonsense dreams, and they will come late. Just imagine that you have finished writing an exam when I was on campus, and you are passed. Then 2 weeks after, you see a dream of you writing the exam and did not pass. That was what was supposed to happen. He said, they shall surely conspire, but not by me. Their conspiracy came on late, very late. How stupid the devil is. He was so delayed. He would have delayed me. I went ahead and he was delayed. He came 2 weeks late. Result came out already 2 weeks late. I was a very idiot guy. Came too late. But for some people, Satan is always on time. Why? Because you are working with earth time. There is a spiritual router and a time of heaven that you can enter that realm and put a pause on demonic activities. Run as much as you can. By the time they are released from the place where you kept them and they looked at you, you are 5 years ahead already. It's a realm in God. The same God that says, I will compress time. He said, I will restore time. If time can be restored, time can also be withheld. Go and read the book, When We Pray. And pray, read it with prayer. Read it with a praying heart. Don't carry it and just read it. No. You can compress time. You can fast forward. You can go back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years into your foundation. And all the things they did there, you will uproot. He said, I have God, you are my battle axe and my weapon of war. With you, I will uproot. Then you uproot it. Then you come out 20 years, 30 years after. The place where you are trying to get inquiry from your uncle that is alive, that cannot tell you the story of what happened. Sir, leave that to your uncle. Enter the realm where your uncle cannot and consult with the spirit. Dialogue your destiny. Shut the door against the devils and come out. If Jesus could enter hell and come out, you can enter anywhere and come out. It's power. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Don't ever allow any devil to intimidate you. Some people will carry something here. Tireless hunger to press will come upon you in this meeting now, this morning. The hunger to press, where you will say, enough is enough. I can't take this thing anymore. Can you lift up your voice and say, enough is enough? Can you shout and say, enough is enough? Satan, over my family, over my health, over my children, over my career, over my future, enough is enough. Pray now, pray now, pray now, pray now. Zopreneke de lebo shota. Zupapaide. Erwate kapali. Ezuso pregetira. Zapapapapapapapapapapa. Rusheke de. Ruka papaide. Are you praying with desperation? Are you praying with desperation? Are you praying with desperation? Zupenete barosha. Zupepepaipa paipa. Bebeliande ruatena. Zagagagai. I want you to pray. Power belongs to you. Just go ahead and pray. Power belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all power belongs to you. All the power belongs to you. The power belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all the power belongs to you. Ashaketene manaka babababash. Ruai kepa. Hunger. As the deer panted after the water brooks, so my soul longs after you. To behold your glory, your power. To behold your glory and your power. Meneketura papai, esupe beneketula, shakatai de ruate, ezukete, eriakopana, ragagagagagagaga, ruaka baba 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 baba, rekoposogo dolobo shagaba. Shemenekete rushka, 30 seconds pray. Let your hunger show, let your hunger show, let your hunger show, let your hunger show, let your hunger show. Let your hunger show. Let your hunger show. Shabene gede. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Why? He said, you will be my witnesses. A witness is somebody who stands to say, I have seen this thing, therefore I can say it, that it works. Many believers are not bold to say it. They are not bold to say. They are not bold to say. They are always timid. I have had discussions. When I'm talking to people and I say, pray, pray, oh, pray, oh, pray, oh. One of the major ways to generate power is by prayer. Jesus told his disciples, he said, watch and pray. The result is that you will fall into temptation if you don't watch and pray. Lest you fall into temptation. He said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. Can I tell you what prayer does? Prayer puts pressure on your spiritual life. Prayer, it puts pressure. As you are praying, your spiritual life is getting force. It does not want to move, but prayer is pushing it. Because in the day of adversity, if you fall, your strength is small. There are many of us here, God wants to put pressure on your spiritual life. Your spiritual life is just there, just normal. Ordinary. When God calls you to prayer, he wants to put pressure on your spiritual life. I started having a glimpse of what was about to happen when on Monday at exactly the same time, no alarm, he woke me up. On Tuesday, the same time, no alarm, I woke up. On Wednesday, the same time, I said, no. And each time I woke up, I engaged. And I fired on first. Why? Because every time something supernatural wants to happen, God will be looking for somebody to partner with. There is a sickness I know in my heart. Today, no devil can stop it. As I was praying on Thursday, I saw a mighty angel somewhere up there. And the angel was breathing. I said, what is this? He said, it's called the Raphim, the angel that brings healing. I saw by myself. I was praying and I saw it. And I told myself, I will not stop. Since then, I engaged powerfully, tirelessly, weak. My eye throughout the week was looking weak. But I told myself, this weakness is because strength is made perfect. God will be calling you on the altar of your family. And say, the last person, they could not get here. Now you are here. Now this church is bringing you here. You better do something. God wants to put pressure on your spiritual life. God wants to put pressure on your spirit man. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Don't be at ease. Don't be relaxed. Wake up. I have to wake up. I was discussing with a lady, not long. And as we were talking, I asked her questions. I said, how are you? How is everything? We talked. I said, what of your husband? She laughed. She said, Pastor, leave that one. I said, why? She said, that is a mistake. So she's living in a mistake, or she doesn't even see it as anything. She said, that one is a mistake. I said, what is this? She said, you can't understand. Kavinai Kapotal. How did that mistake come? When the sons of Issachar were discerners of times and seasons, and they knew what Israel was supposed to do. How did that mistake come? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? How did somebody make mistake to go and put your child in a school where they eventually died after you have wasted all the money? That is laboring in vain. Where you would have routed in the realm of the spirit and searched through, and they would have given you a clear direction. Prayerlessness can bring you to a place where you are a total victim to Satan. Make up your mind that you'll never be a victim. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Long-standing issues under the sound of my voice. A testimony will emerge in this season of how that God miraculously brought a family out, brought a man out, brought a woman out. I prophesy by the power of God, everything that has held sway over the destiny of anyone under the sound of my voice, I command right now, lose your grip in the name of Jesus. Lose your grip in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout power. I As the Father has sent me, he says, so sent are you. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Never allow darkness to invade your light so much that they are looking for your light. How? When light is on, you don't look for it. It draws you to its direction. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? No destiny under the sound of my voice will be under any kind of obscurity again. Today I declare total freedom in the name of Jesus. Liberty in the name of Jesus. Set free in the name of Jesus. Why must you manifest power? A few minutes are close. To break long-standing family afflictions and the chains of darkness. In Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, he said, it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and you shall be and they shall be destroyed by the reason of what? The anointing. The children of Israel have been in bondage for 400 years until power showed up. Pharaoh will never let them go. It's the Bible says, without a strong hand, he will not allow. Without a strong hand, he will not allow. And Pharaoh showed himself. But you must understand that at the time Moses entered Egypt, power had changed hands. Moses began to control Pharaoh. Anytime he wanted to see Pharaoh, he said, go and tell Pharaoh I'm coming today. And guess why he did that? In his encounter with God, God said, I have made you a god over Pharaoh. Pharaoh was a god in Egypt. Pharaoh was not just an ordinary human being. The pharaohs of Egypt are seen and recognized as what? Gods. So when God was going to send Moses to Egypt, he said, no, it takes a god to rule over a god. I'm too big to be a god over Pharaoh. I want to make you one to be the god over Pharaoh. Pharaoh is too small. I am God over all the earth. If I want my sons and daughters in a place, I give them power to govern the territory. So he said, Moses, I am sending you now. Moses was trying to give excuse. I am not this, I am not that. He said, shh. Don't talk about that. Move now. What is that in your hand? He said, rod. He said, with this rod is the rod with which you will wrought signs and wonders in Egypt. And Moses entered Egypt. And when he got there, you know, if you can, if you are not, if you go to Pharaoh, you just showed up in Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, let my people go. You didn't come with a battalion. We are not seeing behind you that you have like 15,000 military people and chariots and horses. Only you, 80-year-old man, with your elder brother, not even your younger brother is strong. Your elder brother, 83, 84. Then both of you march with your staff, walking stick, to the face of Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh said, who is this? And you know how Pharaoh was mesmerized. He was like, I don't understand. The last time I checked, nobody stands in front of me like this. The last time I checked, nobody can talk like this before me. I believe all the magicians and the sorcerers and all of them in Egypt, they would have been wondering that, this guy is finished today. Hey, let's see what will happen. Little did they know that God had gone behind and taken power away from Pharaoh and handed over authority to Moses. And Moses had a discussion with Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, I will not. He said, you will see me tomorrow, I'll show up. And every time Moses will go back, he will go and dialogue with his source. When he's done with his source, he will come to show off power. And each time he was coming out, anything he said was happening. And Pharaoh was scared. At the point, pressure was on Pharaoh. Heavy pressure was on Pharaoh. The Pharaoh magicians started saying, this is the finger of God. The magicians, they were warning him. They said, Pharaoh, if we don't want to die, this is the finger of God. Pharaoh said, no, we must test this finger. You want to test the finger? God that has all the power in heaven and on earth. Moses will show up again and manifest power. By the time Moses was done messing up all the powers in Egypt, to the extent that Pharaoh will come before Moses and Pharaoh will have boil. And Pharaoh will tell Moses, why are you doing like this? You don't know, I don't understand what I'm saying. He will look at Pharaoh and say, he will say, Pharaoh, look at yourself. Look at what you have brought upon yourself. Moses, you are the one that brought this thing. Say, when you don't want to listen, I will walk away and I say, Moses, wait, come. Let's talk. Tell that your God that you people will go a little bit far, but you'll not go too far. Blessed this boy never catch you well. Tomorrow I'll see you. And he will move again. He will go back like that. When he has finished his encounter, Pharaoh will send his guys to go and meet Moses and say, tomorrow morning. Because they didn't have phone now. So tomorrow morning, Oga said he wants to see you. This your God that is always wanting to see me. Tell him that this time around, if I come, he has to do what I'm telling. Do you understand? Based on my dad, say, yes, sir. All the messengers started respecting Moses. The Bible says God magnified Moses. He was big in the eyes of the Egyptians. He was so serious that the day they were leaving, Egyptians gave them all their gold, their silver, all the things they had, they were giving them. People that were your slaves, people that are serving you, people that have been your houseboy and house girl. And all of a sudden they come to you and they say, all your gold. That thing is no ordinary mount. What if I should say, what if you don't understand? When God told them that, go and tell your all those people that tonight they must give you, as they were talking, every Israelite that spoke, no Egyptian could say no. All of them gave. Sir, that is the compelling power of favor. The Bible says, and God gave the Israelites favor before the eyes of. Favor is a power source. Favor. You need to know what it is. It's a cloud of glory that envelops a man and makes it impossible for certain things to pass you by. When it passes, it must drop on my decks. That's favor. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Make up your mind and say, no, I will never live a cheap life. I will never live a small life. Generational patterns and curses, they only have power when people are not operating in their authority. Then people are not operating in their authority, the powers can make noise. There are some families sudden death. At 40, they know that a woman was complaining that she has noticed that all her father's brothers, all of them, the firstborn hit 40, they die. It was now her own elder brother, younger elder, and she knows that her brother will soon die. Then she piped into her own economy and placed a demand and said, this thing has been a long time thing, and everybody knows. So people are living as firstborns and they have started calling themselves family sacrifice. They see themselves as a sacrifice for the family. That for the family to move, one must go. Who will go? The first will go. So it was the turn of this other one. And the lady said, this one is not going anywhere. Sir, that was it though. You remember God told Esau, he said, the day you become restless. You see all these things that we're doing, you have to put pressure on your spiritual life. When When you are called to pray, they are calling you to put pressure. The spirit is willing. Willingness alone is not enough. There must be a partnership. As the spirit is willing, if your flesh does not rise, that's why David will say, my soul, magnify the Lord. Call your soul, call your body, call everything to focus and say, partner with me. Your eyes are heavy. You will stand up and say, eyes, partner with me. My destiny cannot slip out of my heart. I can't wait for another season and cycle it. I can't wait. Time is running fast. I can't wait. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Rise up on your feet for time's sake. We're going to pray. I want you to pray. Like somebody who knows that something has to happen in this season in my family. A boy is misbehaving in the family and the mother is praying every day. She says, I'm just there, I'm trying. No, that's not how to do it. You will place a demand and wake up at the right time, led by the spirit, and summon his spirit. The name you gave him, call him and summon him and say, I summon you here now. This restlessness you are causing me ends today. This altar of prayer begins to control your life. A wise son you must become. Leave him. Even after 2 days, 1 week, he still misbehaving. Don't bother him. Continue to talk to the altar. You don't talk to men, you talk to altars. When you talk to men, they'll be stubborn. When you talk to altars, altars will compel men to act. Talking to men, they are stubborn. Why are you there? Go to the altars that can summon men and let the altar summon the man. When the altar summons the man, people respect spirits. People respect, they respect strange occurrences. They respect the things that they cannot explain. So you see somebody wake up and say, I saw something in the night, I'm under pressure. And the altar will summon him to come and meet you. And everything you wanted to tell the person, you say, see, I've been telling you this thing since. He said, what's that? He said, see, today you have to make up your mind. He said, I want anything you ask me to do. Say, kneel down now, let us pray. And that will be the end. Summon people. You can summon your father. You can summon your sister. You can summon your son. There are some families where the devil has made a playing ground. Anytime devil is looking for a place. Do you know there are some families where the devil plays soccer of jealousy, soccer of bitterness, soccer of fighting, soccer of malice. And you are a man, you allow that to happen in your family is an insult. You are a priest. You must not allow Beelzebub. You know what Beelzebub is? Beelzebub is the lord of flies. Lord of flies. And you know what flies do? They perch on things. And when they perch on things, they corrupt the things. Cholera. All manner of things. And whenever you allow Beelzebub, that's one of the names Satan is given. The Lord of the flies. Imagine somebody that is called Lord of the flies. Or by Shinshin, Lord of flies. When he pecks upon a family, the family will not remain the same again. But when you are too much on fire, I've never seen any fly perch on fire. I've never seen any fly play around fire. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you place around the fire, it will be burned to ashes. Build an altar of fire and tell the devil no more. You have seen War Room, how the movie displayed exactly how people can decide to draw a line and say, Satan, you can't come in here again. Many people will continue to misbehave until we draw the line for them. Many people will continue to remain the way they are until somebody draws the line for them. Are you ready to pray this morning? My desire this morning is to compel you to pray. And not only that, the spirit of prayer and supplication will rest on some people here. It will rest on you. You will make up your mind by yourself and say, no, I want to engage like 2 days or 3 days. I want to stay for a while. I will teach you this power thing. There is a dimension of power that if you pray long enough at once, you can move something. But you see, you can only move what you are able to move within the power generator that you have. Your prayer was able to steer your generator on. If it is 2 kVA, it is what? 2 kVA. But you see, whenever we tell you about consistent prayer, what consistent prayer does is this. Consistent prayer increases and stretches the generator so that when God sees that you are at 2.5 kVA and you have prayed your way and you are about to burst, instead of the generator to burst when the load is increasing, heaven deposits a higher dimension. Then they move it to 5 kVA. You place a demand, consistent prayer. At a point, your neighbors will be mocking and say, this person makes noise a lot. This person is disturbing a lot. You continue. At a point, you will break from 5 kVA. You will enter 10 kVA. He says, so, the Bible says it in explaining that kind of power. He said, it giveth more grace to the humble. The proud. When people don't pray, they are proud. You don't know. Prayerlessness is a sign of pride, that you are too confident that you can face it by yourself. Prayer is a sign of humility. One of the things that prayer means, it means that you are very humble. Anybody who prays before an authority means that you are saying, I submit to this authority, that it has the capacity to elevate my life. So what God does is that he will move you to another power level. The disciples were operating with Jesus' power level. When Jesus left, he told them, said, guys, you will move. Have you forgotten what happened? When Peter, do you know Peter was an apostle and they had other apostles? All of them were manifesting different dimensions of power. But there was a dimension of power that Peter was manifesting. That dimension of power was so much that the shadow of Peter generated power. It was no longer Peter generating power. Peter was on his own. What Peter was generating was too serious. That they will now bring people and say, do not allow Brother Peter touch them. Just know the direction of Brother Peter's shadow. Let's not push Brother Peter down. So Peter will tell everybody, don't touch me. Some of them will be scared that if they touch Peter, say, maybe they'll faint. You don't. I wish I can explain this to you. We have the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. In the Holy of Holies, everybody cannot enter. In the outer court, only priests can enter. In the inner court, only priests can enter. In the outer court, everybody has to wait there. Are you going to say now? Peter had generated power into entering the Holy of Holies. When he came out, those are the outer court. They can't even touch him. They will have to touch his shadow. Sometimes you have to put power under control so that it will not erupt, because power can break forth. That was what happened to Jesus. Jesus was walking gently on the road. He didn't plan to heal a woman. As he was going on the road, the woman said, if I touch the hem of his garment. In other words, the woman is saying, it's not just that man is carrying power. Even his shoes carry power. You see that man I'm seeing, everything about him carries power. But wait, every other person was touching him. Their faith did not see the power. Her faith saw it. They touched, nothing happened. They touched, nothing happened. Then she came. She didn't touch the body. She touched the hair. I don't know. Your faith level has to spike up. Make up your mind. And say, no, that thing must end now. There are some things that must end in the next 7 minutes of prayer. As we engage 7 minutes, I want you to pray like your life depends on it. When I see a sign, I know it. When I see it, there are some families that heaven has signed already. Discharge. But that discharge is dependent on the demand of the man or the woman. Place a demand on behalf of your family. Place a demand of our Father. And say, Father, the power, the mighty working power of God, let it break forth upon my family. Let it break forth upon my life. Let it break forth upon my destiny. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. The mighty working power of God. The mighty working power of God. The mighty working power of God. Are you praying now? Pray. I can't see you pray. I want you to pray like Jesus prayed. The Bible says he prayed until sweat from his body was like drops of blood. You have 7 minutes, pray. Pray, child of God. Let the power of God erupt on my family. Erupt on my family. I want you to pray powerfully. Yes, the power is here. The power is here. The power is here. Shaba naga baya ba 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 ba. Rua neke delebo shaba ba ba ba. Eleko sobe neke delish. Shaga ga 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 ga. Somebody shout power! Yes. Pray. Shake off the beast. Shake off the beast. Shake off the shadows. Shake off that coldness. My prayer altar, come alive. I cannot remain cold. No way. Something is erupting here. Something is erupting here. Something is erupting here. The power is coming upon 10 people here now. The power is coming upon them now. Hey! Watch it! Watch it! Somebody shout power! 1, 2, yes! Power! 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 Many under what? Yes, that's it. That's it. That's the power. That's the power. That's the power. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Close your eyes, everybody. Pray. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Somebody shout power. Yes, yes, that's it. That's the power. Break the chains. Break the yokes. Break the chains. Break the yokes. Empower that destiny.
We behold until we are from. We behold until we are from. We behold until we are found, until we are found, until we are found. We behold.
Areko peneke. Pray, child of God. Yes, the power is on you. The power is on you. The power is on you. Woman, pray. Man, pray. Young men, pray. Young women, pray. Pray. The fervent and effectual prayer. The power is about to hit you. Here you are now. Consciousness. You are regaining consciousness. Like a prodigal daughter. A prodigal son. Regain your consciousness now. By the power. Yes, that's it, that's it, that's it. Church, that's it, pray. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Make sure you close your eyes, pray. Pray with all your heart. Pray with all your life. The siege is over. The chains cannot hold you. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. But you must generate the power. It does not just work like that.
Say we behold.
I will never be powerless. I will never be powerless. Never, never, never. I'm a believer. Hey! The hand will come on you now. The hand of the Spirit will come upon you now. The hand will come upon you now. 1, 2, 3. Somebody scream power! There's a flood of glory. Change level. Begin to change levels in the spirit now. Change levels in the spirit now. Upgrade. Upgrade. Recharge. Upgrade. Recharge. Child of God, upgrade. There is a power station here. There's a power station here. Yes, yes. Look at it. Look at it. The power. The power. The power. The power. Yes, inside your tummy now. Feel the fire. 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 Fire! Shubebe bide. Somebody close your eyes and see fire, see fire, see power. Angels are upgraded. The angel came and strengthened Jesus. They will strengthen you. I saw them. I saw the angel. I saw a mighty cherubim. Yes, yes, now, yes, yes, now. Break the chain. Break the yoke. Yes. Super. Ride. Something is coming out of you now. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. That flying object. 1, 2, 3. Come out now. By fire. Out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Come out. Now. Come out. Come out. Out. By fire. Pray like your life depends on it. Pray. Generate power. Somebody lift up your hands wherever you are. Can you shout, say Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost. Shout it, say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Today, empower my life for greater demonstration of power. Empower my life for greater demonstration of power. Shout it, Holy Ghost. Empower my life for greater demonstration of power. Lift up your voice and pray. Out of the moon day to where I'm all day for things that were made from things unseen. There are realms of glory. Where you are is not enough. There are dimensions where you enter a realm.
Channels of my spirit open up.
How can the devil render you cold? Why would the devil turn your family to a playing ground? How did you become this cold? Son of God, daughter of Zion, pray. There is more that you must become. You can't become all the way you are. You need empowerment. Empower me. Holy Ghost. Empower me, Holy Ghost. Empower me, Holy Ghost. Empower me, Holy Ghost. Empower me, empower me.
Because I am with my Father. Open up, no boundaries, no limits. Open up, let them call unto me. Open up.
Shekote negede lebo ruai deruta.
Open up. I am with my Father. Open up. No boundaries, no limits. Open up. Let them call unto thee. Open up.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Is this supernatural week? Very good. We're going to pick it up. Time will not permit us in this service. Close your eyes. I want to pray. I saw an angel this week, and he said that the angel's assignment is to take away sicknesses, burdens. Sickness, burdens. I saw the angel by the Spirit. If you are standing in for somebody, if you can believe it, walk now. Now. Listen. Where is Lyde? Is Lyde in church? Where is Lyde? Lyde, is he around? Call her. Some years back, she came and she was concerned and was discussing about a growth on her leg. And she had, I guess we have been doing prayer and other things. Then she called me one morning and she sent a picture. And he said, Pastor, it has disappeared. Look at her. Come here. She's still here. It's not something to tell a story about. You see this leg you are seeing here, as you are seeing it here. Which of them? This one. It had a growth that everybody could see. We had a picture of the growth. It was all visible. This is not story. And she had told me that she's planning to do it. They said she go and do surgery or something. I said, you don't have to do all that. It's not necessary. Hold on to God. One morning, I think it was after morning prayer also, she sent me a picture of the old. And she said, sir, look at my leg now. Look at my leg. Listen, I picked up my phone. I zoomed in. I zoomed out. I looked again. I zoomed in. You know, you are now compelled to call the person. It is different. Well, if it's picture alone, it will be Photoshop. If it's picture, do you know that from after that day she said that thing, I did not have to particularly call her and say, wait, you know why? I believe it all my life. Is this morning, it's about two years or so now, 3 years. And this morning, the Spirit of God just told me that you are talking about power. These are things that have been common amongst you, and more of them is about to show up. So I said, I will call her. Satan said in my head, if you call her, what if the leg is growing again? I said, are you the Chris? I'll be Satan, you smoke it too. Something that I saw by myself. Are you okay, devil? And I didn't call her. I wanted to see the devil that was. You know, devil can play on your mind. I say that time, or maybe even now, I can't even tell which leg the growth was on. Anything that is hiding on anybody here, lift up your hand. Go back now. Manika pai de orasco patenesh. If he did it before, fibroids, tumors, growths, pains, now in this service, now as I'm talking now, by the power of God, the angels of God, with your surgical plates, by the power of God, I declare right now, let the surgery begin, let the healing begin, let the power flow right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout power. Strangers shall hear my voice, and they will come out of their hiding place. Every part of your body, where that pain has built its habitation, where that growth has built its station, where that spirit of anxiety, depression, worry, and fear has built a hold, physical sicknesses, fibroids, tumors attached to the fallopian tubes, Sabina Ketele, Eruakapaya, lumps in the breast, Shupebebeya, Rakababaya, swellings around any part of your neck, your chest, your back, Arokete, hear the voice of the Lord of heaven's armies, Yahweh Sabaoth, who rides upon the wings of healing by his spirit. I declare right now, spirit of infirmity, get out in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Check yourself. I'm taking my testimony now. Now. I'm taking testimony now. Check yourself. Begin to look at that place and begin to talk to it. And say you are gone now. You are gone already. Begin to check yourself. If you can check, if it's something that is so visible, you can check now. If it's something that you can touch, if it's something that you can move, can you check it now? So shagaba. If it's a pain, check it now. If it is a pain, check it now. A growth, check it now. Bone diseases. Shemenegadeleba. Yes, yes, yes. I have confirmation in my spirit. I have confirmation in my spirit that God is working. God is working. God is working. God is working. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. 1, 2, 3. The healing is being confirmed. Right now, yes. Right now, yes. Right now, yes. Shemenegadeleba sondelesh. Ragababa baiba. Erieko subenegadeleba shot. Eruana gabazizo. Eye pains. Throat issue. Difficulty with breathing. Difficulty with swallowing. Now disappear in the name of Jesus. Shebelegadelebo sondela. Lift up your voice. As we begin to give God thanks right now, I'm going to take testimonies. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. As your hands are lifted in worship, you will start confirming it. As you're confirming what God has done, right now, if it is a pain that just disappeared, if you cannot feel the lump where it is, if you need to rush into the hospital, you rush into the toilet to check or whatever it is, and you have to confirm it before the second service do, but there are some now, in this first service now, even if it's 1, 2, 3, I will confirm it now. I see the power of God. I see the hand of God. Every spirit of depression, anxiety, sorrow, bitterness that you entered here with, like a bird, I see it fly out of that body in the name of Jesus. Joy restored in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and begin to worship Him this morning. Begin to worship Him this morning. Miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Anybody confirm a healing as you are singing and worshiping? Close your eyes, everybody, sing and worship it. As you confirm it, I want to see you now. I want to see you now. Mareko ba sende le bai. Shebenege dele bo sundele. Shaka gaga gaga gaga. Sobenege dele bo. Somebody sing loud and clear. Say Yahweh. Let me hear you loud and clear. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are, you are, you are. You are the walking God. Your name is Yahweh. It's a powerful healer. Powerful healer. Hey.
You are the powerful healer.
Hey.
You have done your miracle. Your miracle today.
Check yourself right now.
You have done your
see,
miracle.
Reach out to the admin immediately.
Your miracle.
Admin, let's special somebody station at the back. You sense a pain left you, a growth
you
left
are
you.
The
you sense a discomfort that you came to service with left. You left
you. Have done
reach out to the admin immediately now.
Miracle.
Reach out fast.
Your miracle today.
Powerful healer.
You are powerful healer.
Powerful healer.
You have done your miracle. Your miracles today. You have done your miracles. Your miracles today.
Now listen. If you check yourself right now, check now. If there is a discomfort you came in with service with and it has left you now, it is no longer on your body right now, connect with the admin immediately. We have less than 60 seconds. 60 seconds. I know some confirmations take time. If you want to do that at the second service, it's fine. But now. Zeko teleba rosh kapaya. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any kind of pain fades off now in the name of Jesus. Difficulty, inability to see clearly, you are seeing it now
in the name of Jesus. You are standing for somebody here. You will reach out to that person and confirm you are prayed for. You, I prayed for you today, this week. You must get that testimony by the Spirit. You enforce it in the realm of the Spirit, and it is here now in the name of Jesus. Ezekopai da ruskapane, rakapapai da ruskopadelesh, ragapai. Is anybody now? Anybody now? You touch, sense yourself, check your leg, check your body, check your hand. If there is a pain, if there's any discomfort that you sense has left, be very confident, be very bold. Confirm it now. Now and come out. Now and come out. The power of God is healing. The glory of God is here. The Spirit of God is moving. It's breaking every chain. The power of God is moving. The glory of God is here. The Spirit of God is healing, and He's breaking every chain. The power of God is moving. The glory of God is here. The Spirit of God is moving. He's breaking every chain. The power of God is moving, and the glory of God is here. The Spirit of God is moving. He's breaking every yoke. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you come up quickly? Get another microphone, please. As you are sharing the testimony, one or two other people, the power of God will be touching you right now, wherever you are. Just confirm it. The power of God is going to be touching you right now, as they are coming right now. If you are here in the service, and you confirm it, check it now. Check it now. Now, in the name of Jesus, you confirm that the pain left you, the issue with your throat left you, the breathing condition or the lump, you check it now by the Spirit of God.
Pastor, so she said she has been having constant headache for a while now.
Okay.
But what the prayer was going on?
For how long has it been? Since on Thursday.
So what the prayer was going on, she just discovered.
You came into the service with it, but you can't sense it now again.
It's gone.
It's gone now. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Perfected in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out. The power of God is in this house. It's still working on some people now as I'm speaking now. The power of God is working on some people now already. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's breaking every chain. For the power of God is moving, and the Spirit of God is here. The glory of God is moving, and it is breaking every
chain. Pastor, you actually mentioned this case that has to do with difficulty in breathing.
Difficulty with breathing. There is power. There is power. Breaking the chains. Breaking the chains. Breaking the chains. Clear the doubts. Clear the doubts. In the name of Jesus.
Pastor, her testimony is that she has been having serious pain, that when it comes, it stays for like 2-3 days before the pain will go.
Yes.
It stays like that. But she discovered that while the prayer was going on, she felt that same pain. It would have taken maybe 2-3 days before it to go. But she discovered that immediately, within a second, it left immediately.
Listen, did you get that? When Jesus came to a particular man that was sick, the Bible says the Spirit manifested for the last time. For some people, you experience the pain so sharp, that's the last. Just check it, you'll see that that is the last. The spirits are strange. Sometimes they manifest their last and they move out. Then you feel a sense of peace upon you. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Perfected. Perfected. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let her speak for herself. Let her speak. Let me hear her. Speak.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Before I came this morning, I've been sick. I've been on injections and on drugs. And when I woke up this morning, I didn't want to come to church, but I was like, when I come this morning, maybe my healing is in church or something.
Wow.
I told that to my friend. Then, okay, I stood up. I didn't even know what to be. I just wore something. I was like, okay, I'm going to church. But when he was praying, I had this sore throat. He mentioned it. So I was feeling it. Like, I didn't want to come.
Yeah.
My mind was like, but gradually I was trying to like swallow.
Swallow.
And it disappeared. And the body pain, I was checking my body. And
can you see what God can do? It's instant. It happens instantly. You don't have to wait for too long. It is perfected and gone for life in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are whole now in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to take just two or thereabout. Can you just take, find one? Well, let's get like two or three. Second service, we can share them because of time. We're going to pray more.
Praise God, church.
Hallelujah.
So I've been having this serious back pain. I cannot even sit properly at all.
Yes.
I'm usually lying down or standing. I'm just very uncomfortable.
Wow.
So, but when we were praying, when we finished praying, I just realized that I was stretching, I was moving.
Wow.
And there was no pain.
And the pain is no longer there.
Confirm it there.
Can you see what I'm saying here now? Every pain, I know one thing for sure, that every kind of pain hears my voice. I know that. There are signatures. I am convinced that pains hear my voice. Even as I'm talking now, if there's anyone, it will be hearing again. Strangers, they are living permanently in the name of Jesus. It is gone. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. For over like a month now,
yes,
because I used to sit up to work on my computer, I used to feel this pain whenever I sit up, to the extent
yes.
that I'll have to like leave my chair and lie down on the bed to work.
Yes.
And whenever I stand for so long, I always feel that
feel pain. The pain
once,
too.
Once it's above 5 minutes, I always feel that pain.
Wow.
But I was already feeling the pain when you said we should
yes.
get up. I even delayed to get up. I was already feeling the pain, but as you were praying, I just discovered that the pain
it has gone.
Had disappeared. And
it is gone for life in the name of Jesus. The hand of Jesus has touched you, and I declare that pain, you will never come back. This body is not your place. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can we take one? Can we just... Please, let's document the testimonies. If you can wait for second service, we will not mind to take them. We will not mind to take them.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
As at yesterday, immediately after exam, I was feeling fine. Then I decided to go home. Before I got home, I could feel a very sharp pain. Yeah, I could not move.
Sharp pain around your abdominal
yes.
region.
Even on the bike, I couldn't stay well. But immediately I came to church this morning, I was just managing. As Papa prayed for me, I felt the healing.
You have checked yourself. Can you
yes.
breathe in? Can you feel
yes.
a little bit?
I
the pain is no longer there again.
Yes.
Can you give a shout of praise to Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you shout it? Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen. When you celebrate God for his finger, you will see his mighty hand. Some people are going back home, and you are coming back this week with mega testimonies of financial favor. Stretch forth your hands wherever you are right now. I declare every door that's been shut against you, shut against your business, shut against your career, your finances, I command right now, doors open in the name of Jesus. The first 20 people that can believe it by this time on Sunday, Ezubeneke, Eruakapaya, miraculous occurrences, testimonies, promotion, unusual lifting, receive it in the name of Jesus. It is settled. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We give you. We worship you. Those online, receive your testimonies. Receive your testimonies. We give you all the glory to you, Jesus. All the honor to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to have more time to pray in the second service. Father, we thank you. If you are in service this morning, you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. You are not yet born again. You want to have an encounter with Jesus personally as your Lord and Savior. Can you raise your hand wherever you are? I'm going to pray with you this morning. You want to be born again. You want to have a personal, you want to walk with God. Can you raise your hand wherever you are? Be very confident and bold about it. One of the signs that you have really made up your mind is the boldness with which you act. Your hands are raised. Can you say these prayers after me? If you are online, please also indicate. And you say, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by your blood. And I declare I am cleansed. My sins are forgiven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.